Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Proposals on grocery prices, food and housing, all of those being presented today as a part of Kamala Harris's economic plan. She'll be in North Carolina. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson with some of the details.
A Harris campaign official tells ABC News her speech will give details such as the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, giving authority to the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general to prosecute businesses who break the rules. Also cracking down on mergers and acquisitions between big corporations related to food, housing, landlords, and drug companies.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz have agreed to a debate on October 1st in New York. A convicted killer who escaped from custody in North Carolina earlier this week was caught in a hotel near Charlotte overnight. Hurricane Ernesto is charging toward Bermuda as those on the tiny island get ready for the Category 2 storm. It won't hit the U.S., but high wave and rip current warnings are up on the East Coast. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Seniors on Medicare can expect to save big on 10 drugs after the Biden administration negotiated prices down. Senator Tammy Baldwin says they include heart beds that up until now could cost up to $6,000 a year.
Now Wisconsin seniors will save nearly $300 per month at the pharmacy counter with the new price of the drug slashed by 56%.
Out-of-pocket savings nationwide could reach $1.5 billion. The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Dane County Board is recognizing August as Transgender History Month. The city and county of San Francisco were the first to mark the month in 2021. Since then, not too many municipalities have followed. County Board supervisors say it was important to join that small number to further honor the trans legacy here. There was a meeting last night in Wanakee to honor Trans History Month. In 2023, Dane County was designated a sanctuary for the trans community. And a Hollywood icon born and raised in Wisconsin has died. Jenna Rollins was known as one of the best actors of the craft. She was born in Cambria in Columbia County. Growing up, she lost herself in books and make-believe, and her mom encouraged her to become an actor. She gained fame acting in films directed by her husband, John Cassavetes. But younger generations may know her from playing older Allie in The Notebook. Her son said she'd been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Jenna Rollins was 94. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second and really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
All next week, we'll have special coverage of the DNC in Chicago with Catherine Lake. And joining us Monday morning, it's former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Mr. Trump says he wants to make America affordable again. Your response? So you ought to get a job.
Dark Brandon with zero F's left to give.
Yep.
Oh, man. Can I just say I'm re-angry all over again? Look at him. Sharp, funny, riding his bike around.
Yep.
Okay. The event was fantastic. Of course, I cried. Just the love between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And it, and also, like, the respect she shows him is just so apparent. And their obvious affection.
Yes.
Give me 15. Thank
Last
you.
Summer, I announced under that law, Medicare is going to select, and it's already passed law, 10 drugs a year, going up to 20 till we get every single drug every year. Drugs treat from everything from heart failure, blood clots, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, and more. And today, I'm proud to announce that Medicare has reached agreement with all manufacturers on all 10 drugs selected in the first round of negotiations. The new lower prices for all 10 drugs will go into effect in January of 2026. Not this January, next January. Negotiations cut the price of these 10 drugs for Judy and others who are Medicare nearly 40 to 80%, depending on which drug it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one more, the president.
This time, we finally beat Big Pharma. And I might add, with no help from Republicans, not a single Republican voted for this bill, period. Not one in the entire Congress.
Wow.
Now, the reason I say that is not to make a political point about them, not if they've gotten their lesson, but guess what? With the guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald whatever. They want to get rid of this, what we passed. They're fighting to get rid of what we've just passed.
Yeah. I mean, as someone would say, it's a big deal. I swear to God, he's like a victim of his own success, that he's accomplished so much that people, it really is amazing. Okay. Oh, look, it's another unsolicited. Hang on. Testimonial.
Oh, okay.
Gloria says, I've got my pay-per-view ticket for this Saturday. I pay $20.24 to see any one of these brilliant performers, heroes, leaders. We get Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Frangela, Hal Sparks, Jill Winebanks, Mark Hamill. Hang on. Governor Pritzker, Jamie Harrison, and more. Laugh, re-energize, and renew. Thank
Do
you,
not
Gloria.
Despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy liberal.
Save the world.
Comedy tour.
We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
Saturday, August 17th.
From Chicago's Vic Theater.
A live pay-per-view event.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby
read by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. We need to black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah. Okay. Special guests, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. Starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, August 17th. Don't miss out. Enjoy sexy liberal from Chicago at home. Details and tickets at meethook.live/save the world.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. That was fantastic. We're sorry that it's become obsolete every single day. Mark Hamill, Governor J.B. Pritzker, Jamie Harrison. You can't redo promos that quickly.
No, right? You can't.
Okay, so there you go.
Even someone as good as Rocky Mountain Mike.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Oh, guess who? Inigo Catoya's mom is going. Oh. Lynn. Lynn just sent a picture of Inigo Catoya. Yes, the official spokescat of the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph, I just bought my ticket for Virtual Sexy Liberal. I have never missed one. I like to watch my comedy pants free. Well, who doesn't, Lynn?
Well, I know.
Which also explains my no trespass orders for most of the finer venues in the Pacific Northwest. Inigo Catoya says hi.
Nigga, the pretty kitty.
Who's a pretty kitty? Who's got a little pink nose?
Well, Inigo does, because she eats nature's feast. Thanks, Dr. Marty. Okay. Chris, who said, I feel like one of my roles in this now is to be the anti-Tommy Tuberville to show that football coaches are not the dumbest people?
Inigo Catoya.
That was Governor Tim Walz. They've got to stop making me love them more. I can't. I don't know why they thought Kamala liking to swear would and laugh would make anybody love her less.
Uh-huh.
I love her to infinity now. Tom Nichols tweeted, this is from Trump's press conference, question, do you think the federal government should set food prices? And God is my witness, his answer was, she's against fracking. Yes. Okay.
I mean,
how is this debate going to go? Because he's, oh my God.
It's not going to go.
Okay.
He has to do it, but he may not.
Yeah, Randy tweeted, pro tip, when one campaign is just running verbatim video clips of the other campaign's candidate rambling, the first campaign is winning.
Yeah.
I guess that's the value of it, right? I mean, I don't, okay. Do we have, 18. Right. This is his whatever. Was this a, stop calling it a press conference. It's not a press conference. He's a crazy old man rambling at his house.
Many of your allies who want you to win in November say your current strategy isn't working, that you need to stop with the personal attacks on Kamala Harris and deliver a more disciplined message. Do you agree?
Look, we've taken, with all of the abuse we've taken from the fake news media, all of this horrific abuse we take, and all I want to do is make the country good. We did so many great things, but that's the way it's been for Republicans, and I guess more so for me than anybody in history, and that's okay. Because we're leading in the polls, for the most part, we're leading in the polls.
No.
We were leading Biden by a lot.
No.
We're leading now.
No, you're not. No, you are not. Okay. Oh, that was the other thing I can't believe I forgot. I just did the light dusting of crazy last hour. He promised that Kamala Harris will enforce a communist system where everyone gets health care. Yay! Threatening us with a good time again.
What is up with that?
Ooh. Everyone gets health care. What? Eek, no.
Oh, my God. Lives will be saved. We can't have that.
Oh, my God. Yes, he said, she'll enforce a communist system. You're all going to be thrown into a communist system. You're going to be thrown into a system where everyone gets health care.
Okay.
And the problem
is...
Wow. And then the Lucretia just brought this up. He said the Presidential Medal of Freedom is more worthy of admiration than the Congressional Medal of Honor.
No.
He settled Medal of Honor recipients. They're either in very bad shape because they've been hit so many times by bullets or they're dead.
Such empathy.
Eugene Robinson said there is just something warped inside of him. There really is. Just something. I guess the word weird is overused, but all that we just played is weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's just dark and weird and in his patented Pee Wee Herman strategy.
I know you have, but what am I?
You know, we have it. 19. Here we go. Yes. Uh-huh.
She actually called me weird. He's weird. It was just a soundbite. And she called J.D. and I weird. He's not weird. He was a great student at Yale. He went to Ohio State.
No, he graduated 10 years
at the top of
his class. Plenty weirdos at Ohio State.
And all of these different things. And we have this guy that's running a failed, really a very failed state, who's had a terrible career. I mean, you have him saying they're weird. No, he's a weird guy. And she's weird in her policy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what
you.
Am I? You're an idiot.
You're me.
What am I?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I actually checked, and J.D. Vance's degree was in weird at Yale.
Yeah. Yeah. He majored in that. Yeah.
He majored in weird.
There are plenty of weirdos.
And then a minor in creepy.
Right.
And also, you went to Wharton, and you don't seem to know that you can't, migrants can't take over 100% of our jobs. Which he also said yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Oh, please, just one more. Why not?
Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Supreme Court ruled recently on immunity, and I'm immune from all of this stuff they charged me with.
As we said to Glenn Kirshner, that's different than innocent. He doesn't say he's innocent. He's immune. He's immune. He has spidey superpowers. Okay. All right. This is former George W. Bush speechwriter talking about the game.
Trump's show, which has been getting old, seemed to have crossed a threshold of a certain kind. Even some of his allies, Megyn Kelly, Joe Rogan, are saying the same thing. They're saying he's boring. And that's one line of criticism for Donald Trump that'll drive him crazy.
Well, and isn't boring in many ways kind of a political death sentence for Donald Trump?
It is for Donald Trump. I mean, it's not good for anybody, but particularly for him. And I'd say, in part, it's because of his psychology. The central thing to understand about Donald Trump, and I thought this even in early 2016, was that he's a psychologically unwell man.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, by the way, for catching up with Jody Hamilton, that he is
boring.
Thank you. How can anybody, any human being hear the same thing this many times and not be bored?
He's a broken person. Yeah. Narcissistic personality disorder. And people of that psychology, there are certain lines of attack, certain things that happen to them that really do rattle them, that knock them off stride. And there are several things for Trump. One of them is mockery. Another is the sense that he might be a loser. And I think once Harris got in the race and eliminated the deficit, he got so rattled by that he's never gotten on track again.
I feel like we ought to just start doing the L on our forehead. Anyone that see, if you come anywhere close to him, just do that. Because that's the level of maturity we're at. Okay. One last one.
Two groups to think about. One is the base of his party, which is still with him, but it's beginning to shake a little. But the swing voters who are going to decide this election, who voted for him in 2016, left him in 2020, that's the group that he has to get. And when you become not only, this fat Elvis version, boring, but also psychotic, that is just pushing them away. And we're seeing that in the polls.
Mm-hmm. Chris, who said... most of the job creation has gone to migrants. In fact, I've heard substantially more than beyond the number of 100%. It's a much higher number than that.
King Friday.
No, it's
she was doing
stupid
the thing.
Fat orange Elvis.
She was doing an imitation that she does.
Oh, thank you for picking up on that. Okay. Larry in Minneapolis. Waltz country. Hi, Larry.
Walls.
Hey, how are you guys? This is your mailman.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Larry.
From Minneapolis. I was at the first Sexy Liberal Tour where it all started. And we are so freaking proud of our governor.
Oh, my God.
And I just wanted to give you a split screen idea of when he was signing the bill to make sure that all students in Minnesota had a school lunch. Mm-hmm. Sarah Huckabee was signing another bill saying that all students or kids would have to go to work. And it was a stark contrast in how we approach children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's, as he said, what a monster. What a monster, making sure kids aren't hungry so they can learn. Crazy. It's crazy. Hang on. Robert in Chicago. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Good morning. I hope you found better hotel accommodations than you did in Madison.
I don't remember.
I just wanted to say August is finally here. I saw you in
we were like three states away in Madison because it was graduation weekend.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a hotel in Idaho. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you got great accommodations this time. I'm looking forward to seeing you. It's my birthday this weekend. Yay. I'm the same age as your stage age as well.
Yes.
I'm hoping to get a birthday hug. Okay. My wife will be there, so Right. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. This is my second show this year, fourth total. And I'm looking forward to seeing you more in neighboring states if you come.
Totally different show now. So, yeah, get that pay-per-view. Because
if you end up wearing that dress, you're going to see a lot more of her than you expected.
Oh, yeah. Hello. They're going to have cameras low down, right?
That's so tired. I don't remember where we've been. I'm like, oh, right, Madison. We were, several states over and somewhere. I remember shooting video in, like, high weeds just because there was nothing to see. I was in a field somewhere. Okay. But I built it, and they came to Sexy Liberal Madison. It was fantastic. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris LaVoie tweeting that I ordered him to wear something tight to Chicago Sexy Liberal tomorrow.
You did tweet that, yes.
Which I did.
You did?
I mean, order's a strong word.
I told him I was HR,
I suggested,
but don't worry about it.
Pardon?
He complained to HR.
What'd they say?
I said, don't argue with the lady.
Yeah, thanks. Power Life High Impact Protein. Yep. Listen, it's sitting right there, and it is there's the way and then the way version. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, yes, you have your little Chris's right pillow. I've ordered my Chris's wrong shirt.
Okay.
But Chris is pretty. Everyone can agree on that. Yeah. Chris's muscles are pretty. Tony Horton's muscles are pretty. He was the P90X guy, got shingles, didn't think he was going to make it. He had to rebuild muscle mass. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. Oh, yeah. It's available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. Right. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth. Boost Energy helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick, your spotter, man. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you know how much I love wine, you know how excited I am to talk to Damien from my favorite. Oh, my God. This is my favorite new rosé, Chateau August Grand Rosé. Hi, Damien.
Hi, Stephanie.
I thought I was a Chardonnay girl. You have won me over entirely. And I read a tweet. Janine said, the good news is my six bottles of Chateau August Rosé arrived yesterday. The bad news is I may drink them all today. Can you get more offer codes? Maybe the other varietals. I think I may go through a lot of them by November. You make a lot of great wines. I'm excited to get into the reds as we get into fall. But, I mean, this rosé is just a perfect summer wine, isn't it?
Sure. No, it's a perfect summer wine. It's made with Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot grapes. So it's not usual for a rosé because it's normally more for red grapes, for red wines. And, that's why we tried to change the techniques few years ago because we just want to make something different. We get the right fruit, right color, and right taste.
One of the things I loved is that you play music to the vines twice a day. This is a scientific process. Tell us about that.
We work with Genodix, who is a company who made the box for the music on the vineyards. It's more frequencies and vibrations. So, and we play two times per day when the sun rises and the sun is down. Yeah, and it helps the vines to have a better immunity. So it's good for the health of the vines.
I cannot recommend this Grand Rosé highly enough. Again, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off. Go to vs.wine. Six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Best wine by varietal, gold medal, best in show by quality. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Trump, you were saying coming up in just a couple of minutes. What's that you say? Donald Trump caught in a lie? No. What?
No.
Watch the pearls. He has repeatedly said he has nothing about it. It's Project 25, Coffee Girl, Coffee Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So Russell Voigt was the director of Office of Management and Budget during the Trump administration. He wrote it.
Yep.
He got caught on tape talking about this.
The president, you know, distancing himself from the left's boogeyman at Project 2025.
Yeah. And you're not worried about that?
I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
He's running against the brand. He is not running against any people.
Okay.
He is not running against any institutions. It's interesting. He's, in fact, not even opposing himself to a particular policy.
Yeah.
He said Donald Trump blessed everything in Project 2025.
He's been at our organization. He's raised money for our organization. He's blessed it from the, you know, I remember walking into our last day in office and told him what I was going to do. So he's very supportive of what we do.
Oh, dear God. Was Daniel Dale out of,
Poor guy.
Was he in some kind of rehab for exhaustion?
He's back.
He's back to fact checking.
Poor guy.
Let's see. He claimed no one knows Vice President Harris's last name.
What?
I don't know if some of these are just lies or they're just, I don't, okay. He said when his crowds in 2016 chanted lock her up about Hillary Clinton, he said, easy, easy. Never ever said that. He said again that you're allowed to rob a store in California.
No, you're not.
That is excellent news for us.
I know.
Where should we stop on the way to the airport? Do we need some stuff for the trip?
Walgreens.
It's right there.
He said he did much better in Pennsylvania in 2020 than he did in 2016 when he won the race. No, he did not. He did worse, and he lost Pennsylvania. Okay. That was just a light dusting. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kev.
Yeah, hi, guys. Sorry if I sound weird, but I hurt my tongue. Please don't.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so sorry if I sound like a bizarre creature or something. But anyway, good luck on your, not as you need it, but have a great time on your show tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yesterday, the two different interviews, you know, Trump and the Harris and Walls team.
Yes.
You couldn't have a starker contrast as to who you should vote for. And really, I can't wait till his stupid, bizarre ramblings are in the rearview mirror after we win this fall.
Yep, absolutely. Steve in Chicago's going tomorrow night. Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Given that our beloved governor is going to be in attendance tomorrow night, I was wondering if it's too late to swap out Stephanie for Rita Rudner.
governor's office is probably asking that too. Yeah. But no, it is in fact too late.
Arg.
All right. Steve, I'll see you. We will see you tomorrow night, and everyone can be there by for only $20 on pay-per-view, yep. sexyliberal.com. You can join in all the fun and the excitement tomorrow night. Sexyliberal.com. Get that pay-per-view ticket. John Finkelstein next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force charged with solving Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is putting the finishing touches on its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include ways to keep people in the healthcare field as well as full-ride apprenticeship to train new workers.
Full-time benefits, full-time wages, they're going to be able to graduate with a nursing degree with no debt.
The task force recommendations will be part of Governor Evers' budget proposal next spring. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Africa Fest is tomorrow. Thousands of people will come to McPike Park to celebrate. There will be tons of food, vendors, and activities, plus a 5K and a relay meant to show the hardship of carrying water in rural Africa. They'll have a fashion show and an African village tent where the theme changes every year. Part of the spectacle is the display of all 54 flags of the nations on the African continent. Last year, 3,000 people attended. It's hosted by the African Association of Madison, and next year will be the 25th anniversary of the event. Meanwhile, the growing Aiken Park Festival is this weekend. The fun starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow and music starts at noon. It's the Aiken Park Neighborhood Association's big block party. This is its eighth year. And the Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Next to Normal opens tonight in Madison. It's at UW-Madison's Memorial Union all this weekend and the next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The show focuses on grief and mental health. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 81. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thundershowers, 78. Then on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The thing about the Trump campaign now that makes me wonder a lot about it is Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita running their campaign are extremely good at what they do, but they seem to have lost control of their candidate. Their candidate has a tired 20-year-old act. We just saw it. Yeah. He updates it with some figures from the past two or three years, but it's a tired old act. The election was stolen. We're a third world country. Crime is up. Immigrants are going to rape your daughter. All sorts of fear factors, and a lot of it with huge, huge, ugly racial overtones, especially when it comes to the vice president.
Yes, Mike Barnicle, he went on to say.
And you wonder, how long will it be before he really goes out of control? And I think what's going to happen is when that debate occurs and he's in the ring with the vice president of the United States, a woman, a very sophisticated, very intelligent woman, and she hammers him like a prosecutor and doesn't let him off the hook, he will go. Well, I can't say it, but something will something will snap in him, and that'll be it.
Is there enough popcorn in the world? All right, please bring me my personal comedy, Jesus.
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Oh, hi. Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Hey, don't kid yourself, Barnicle. Trump's got nothing left to snap. There's nothing. There's nothing that can snap up there. No, he's just going to ooze across the stage and make it look easy for Kamala. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Oh, my God. You know, how long have we been playing the we're taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America?
Often.
Right? John Fugelsang has been at the taking back God part for 11 billion years now, and this is your moment,
yes.
John Fugelsang.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We're also proud to say that every time we played Asheville, North Carolina, they haven't demanded the full cost up front.
Right.
Because Trump never pays his debts. Thank you, people.
I think we played a theater about as big. Someone running for president.
Yeah.
Yes, and we weren't so embarrassed. We kept the lights on when the cameras were in there. We weren't trying to hide how small a venue we were in. But hey, good for Trump.
I mean,
great
of all these
outpatient experience.
Of all these, I thought of you yesterday because we were of all these calls and groups for Harris, evangelicals for Harris. As you know, and she's going right for that bow, John. Like we're saying, just not just liberals, but you know, evangelical Christians. It's about time someone started doing everything you talk about, right?
Monday night, I did a Zoom chat for Christians for Kamala with Senator Cory Booker and a bunch of other really cool theologians that I know. And I want to let everybody know my ragingly heterosexual dad to own cats against J.D. Vance Zoom meeting is starting in about 2 hours. So I'll see you all there.
And did you see the Fox
Ragingly
News?
Ragingly heterosexual dads with cats. Raging.
I know, we're all going to find our group. Did you see the Fox headline, Kirsten Kamala loves her swear words? That's me.
Yeah.
Potty mouths for Harris. That's my group. I finally found my group.
I'm starting up a Gen X for Harris because everyone's saying to me, hey, how do you feel about the first ever Generation X president?
She's
and
not.
I've got to say, whatever. I mean, what else can I say? It's the most authentic thing.
She's not. Oh, she's not Gen X. I claim her. I claim her in the name of Generation Jones. That's me. She was Gen X starts in 1965. She was born in 64. And she.
I heard that. But we're claiming her. We're claiming her for apathy.
Yeah, we're claiming her.
We're claiming her.
No. We are claiming her.
No,
we're that little sliver. We're that little sliver of baby boomers, the very youngest baby boomers that don't really relate to the older boomers, and that's exactly what she is. She's
leave it to a boomer to take everything away from Gen X.
Exactly.
And leave us with nothing.
We're always ignored.
Boomer.
We're always ignored.
Okay, so in other words, boomer, what you're saying is you're trivializing and minimizing Gen X one more time. Is that
like
right?
Like we now? Always are.
We're used to it.
Wow. Latchkey kids that
fine.
We are.
Fine.
You can't have our Kamala.
The generation's not getting a president. At least it's not Cory Booker. In that case,
Jody,
I'll have to say that Kamala is not the first Gen X president, but she's still the first hot vice president we've ever had. I'm sorry, Fritz Mondale. I know the Mondale estate is ugly saying this.
Spiro Agnew would take issue with that.
Can I just say, they really do alternate between weird and creepy. Did you hear Trump going, Kamala's very beautiful.
That was
she looks like Melania on the cover of that mess. It was like, oh, Oh my God, she is hot, but I was like, yeah. Ew, you're so creepy.
Yep.
Well, he said Camilla. He called her Camilla, and yeah. I'm like, that's the only woman you haven't hit on.
Right.
He is confused because he did say she looks like Melania first in the cover of the Met. Okay. By the way, so I've mentioned, Jody, how do you come for John Fugelsang about the Bible?
You don't.
No one listens to me. Chief Ajax said, you're a bitch-ass con man, John. I guess God lied when he connected the covenants through Christ, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, probably those who lied to them. And you said it's spelled your, my deep, deep question friend, Christian friend.
Yeah.
They never spell your correctly.
They never do.
They can't. They just can't. I mean, you can be a Trumper or you can spell words well, but those two things. Turns out reading is fatal for Trump support. That's what we've learned.
By the way, you retweeted that. You know, we're just liberal helpers. That's all we are. It's a new bumper sticker. Trump 2024. It was sexual assault, not rape.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Kind of strong.
Make them make that distinction. Make them say it. Listen, I'm just asking everyone who calls my show every night. Every time I get a Trumper, I'm like, I'm not even doing birtherism anymore. Well, I always start with birtherism. You save the most time with a Trumper by just asking, where was Barack Obama born?
Yep.
You'll learn so much about them. Then my next thing is, Donald Trump stole from veterans with a fraudulent online university. Please explain, Republican friend, why stealing from vets is acceptable to you and why it should be acceptable to me. Just ask them the question and make them answer it. And then go to name one Jesus teaching Trump fights for, and you'll find out they've never read their prop Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, we had some fun with the Elon Musk thing, but you said this audio sounds like Elon Musk trying to educate an evasive Sylvester the cat with loose dentures.
I'm like a Bond villain whose secret plot is that I want to be popular like Joe Rogan. That's my plot, Mr. Bond. Ooh, my face is shiny. You could bounce quarters off it. Ooh.
You said
Nepo babies for Satan. Ooh. By the way, can you just look at how Donald Trump has been trying to get the support of the unions he hates all year by smearing electric cars?
Yeah.
And now an apartheid Nepo baby is giving him money.
Yep.
Donald Trump is suddenly pro electric cars.
I know.
For sale.
Same with crypto, because the crypto guy gave him money. He's like, I'm all for the, you also said Trump's impressively stupid here. Listen to him try to talk about nuclear warming and then explain that it's proliferation before abandoning the entire sentence and praising himself. I hate to say oligarchs are weird, but...
They're weird.
Yeah.
Oligarchs are weird. He does this whole thing when Elon, if you listen, and everyone should listen to this part, it's fascinating. So Musk is desperately trying to coach Trump to understand that climate change is a real threat. He's really smart on the science of CO2, and Trump doesn't understand it, and Trump can't slow down to learn. So Trump goes, the real thing is the nuclear warming. And Musk is like, okay, and tries to go along with it. And Trump goes, well, there's the proliferation. And he's like, okay, so you mean nuclear power plants? He goes, well, yeah, it's war like we've never seen. He goes, oh, so you mean nuclear war? And he goes, yeah, but that's why I'm so great. And so literally, like Elon Musk, who understands the science and understands how ignorant and dangerous this man's presidency would be, Musk knows climate change is real, and he's enabling the ignorant, dangerous guy.
And we also learned that Nagasaki and Hiroshima were, no big deal. No big. They're fine now.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. Look, look how great it is there now. 80 years later, the grass grows just fine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I learned that from Oppenheimer, by the way. If you don't see dead Japanese, everything's fine. That whole movie taught me that. No victims.
John, so here's the one segment of the Christian, whatever you want to call them, community. These people that feel that God, helped made him survive the assassination attempt, and that's why God wants him to be president.
People, anyone who says that God saved Donald Trump in the assassination attempt is a person saying God killed a fireman and father of a couple of kids who was protecting his own family. So if you're trying to say that this was God's will, that this 9/11 God couldn't be bothered with, right? But this, like saving us from a hurricane, God's busy, but God will save man, baby. You're saying that God wanted that fireman dead, but also, I got to say, maybe it's true. And just imagine how incredible it is that God so loved the world, he made a bullet pass 2 inches away from Donald Trump's head that we might see Donald Trump lose to a mixed-race woman.
To a black
God
woman.
Is on our side.
Yes,
place.
That's true. That's when I'll believe God is real.
2 inches marked in Trump's favor.
Did you see this is a painting at his New Jersey golf club? It's a painting of him with the fist and the blood and the...
Yeah.
He had someone do a painting of the... Okay. Yeah.
All right. With no stitches. I mean, we still haven't seen the report. It's been a month.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And we still haven't seen the report. We've had Ronnie Jackson lie for him. Yeah. But there was no stitches, no cartilage. He wore the Van Gogh Kotex on his head for 4 days.
Right. But he grew.
Got played by a continent and they liked it.
He grew a miracle ear because he obviously is
a salamander.
Jesus. What?
He's a salamander.
He's a salamander or the Son of God. Okay.
I'm made of liquid metal that I can regenerate because I've come from the future.
The guy in Terminator. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is how confused the maggots are. This is our friend Jordan Klepper.
The official story was that the assassination attempt was committed by a disturbed young man who was a registered Republican. But this crowd isn't always into official stories.
I think people on both sides can agree that was a horrific moment in our history.
It was.
Looking back at it, do you believe the things you hear?
Oh, no, I don't. I believe it's an inside job.
The shooting was an inside
yes.
job?
A lot of things aren't adding up. It's very strange.
I think that was a planned job. Anybody with any common sense knows that was a planned job.
Planned by who?
The Dems.
The left.
Yeah. The deep state.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. And of course, when they say deep state, they mean the black guy.
Obama is involved in this.
Do you think Obama set up the assassination attempt?
I think he surely knew about it.
Oh, it's the government, for sure.
It's the government?
I think so.
You think they would go through all of this? Wouldn't they really wanted to take out Trump? Wouldn't they just poison the Big Mac?
I don't know. It's a dance to FBI that says, special service.
Does it surprise you to hear that it was a disgruntled white guy Republican gun nut?
No, because you know what? We'll never know why he was picked.
It's kind of the perfect cover.
Okay. All right. Sean, you... Speaking of Obama, said the politicians who said
the
Clinton.
Shallow state, by the way, that's the shallow state we call those folks.
Right. And, yeah. Well, there's nothing deep. There's no deep end in this pool.
Nope.
Yeah.
I share their concerns. It's outrageous that this guy was allowed to get on a roof and get into position
I
with
agree.
The Republicans' favorite gun. I, speaking on behalf of the Americans who fought really hard to keep that young Republican from getting his hands on that Republican gun. We tried harder to stop this shooting than anyone in the entire Republican
yeah.
Party. We tried
yeah.
to prevent
Thank you.
This shooting.
Thank
but
you.
Clearly, it's a failure of the Secret Service. I think it's a plot to make the Secret Service look bad. Obviously, Joe Biden's dog, Commander, is behind all of it.
You said the politicians who said Clinton and Obama and Biden were coming for your guns, who now say Kamala Harris is coming for your guns, are the ones coming for your Social Security. Yes, thank you, John Fugelsang. That's why you're John Fugelsang, and everyone else
they're
isn't.
They're talking about raising the retirement age. They're talking about cutting Social Security, folks. And Donald Trump can have these little fantasies about, I'm going to cut the payroll, I'm going to cut tax on tips. And that's great, but that's $250 billion of revenue a year. Donald Trump's not talking about where the money would be made up because he's not going to cut funding to the Pentagon or mm-hmm. cut or increase taxes on the wealthy. When he talks about Social Security, not taxing that, we love that idea. Where are you going to make up the other revenue? Their whole plan is to make it go broke and starve it. Don't believe these people. Thank God they're not going to win, Steph.
Yeah, there you go. Hooray. John, how do we even explain what sexy liberal has become? It's a...
Oh,
Kamala Pep Rally meets Amazing Comedy Show meets right, and tomorrow night, Governor J.B. Pritzker, DNC Chair Jamie Harrison, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, Representative Jan Schakowsky, and Jill Winebanks. I mean, John, come on.
I mean, come on. And Willie Brown told me he'd join us on stage. And so I would never lie about him.
What time does his helicopter land? We want to make sure. Don't start panel.
I think it was Willie Brown. It was some guy I met in a bar, but I think he was Willie Brown. I can't be sure. It might have been Michael Jackson. I don't know.
We are completely sold out, but you can join. Everybody can be there by pay-per-view. Very exciting. Yeah. Sexyliberal.com. We love you, John. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see all of you tomorrow night on the pay-per-view.
Yay! The Fugelsang in one. Yay! 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by how simply safe Chris and Mai's pads will be while we are gallivanting
yes.
and DNCing in Chicago.
All over the loop.
Right? We're looping around the loop. SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. Even if they say no way, they know how to counter it with way. And then they'll find out. Okay. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running.
Five.
Join countless of us who have found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions. Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time. Go to itsjustlunch.com.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show. Brought to you by Dr. Moto. Oh, look, we got a picture of Indigo Cat Toya, the official spokes cat.
Yep.
The official Nature's Feast. That's the kitty food eater of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Meow.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is for the doggies, and my Bonnie and Clyde love it, love it, love it. Sean Comiskey, we can ask him next week. Hefe is was a notoriously persnickety dog.
Still
and
is.
Loves his Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is because it's raw freeze-dried. It's what they make training treats out of. They're raw freeze-dried. They don't cook it on high heat, so there's no nutrients and no flavor and not like there's dangerous byproducts. What are you doing, people? There's a lot of the dog foods, it's practically all cereal. They're carnivores. They need meat, the first four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, and then a bunch of, you name it, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all superfoods. And the dogs go absolutely crazy. Raw, freeze-dried, so it's pantry safe for you, shelf-stable, not messy. It's not the gloppy kind. You know which kind I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Freezer
right.
space, and then cut it open, and then glop, glop. Ugh. Okay, get 54% off now in a free bag of cod crispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. They love them. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. All right, one more with Jordan Klepper and a maggot on the assassination attempt.
They picked the disgruntled
white guy who's into guns at a Trump rally. It's like a Where's Waldo situation.
Yes.
Right? It's like, oh, my God, who doesn't fit that profile?
Exactly. And just about the security and everything, there's like something wasn't right there from the beginning.
You know what gets me? It's like this kid was able to get an AR-15 vet. So cleanly, it feels too easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no paper. They can only go so far, and it's like a dead end.
It's a situation where, like, you want to connect the two dots, but it's just much easier to go all the way around.
Exactly.
God. I mean, seriously, yes, the deep state found a disgruntled registered Republican white guy gun nut. Sure.
Yeah,
we're that good. We're just that good.
How hard is that?
Ay, ay, ay. What the Christ. Catherine in Baltimore. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning. I will. I thank you so much for providing a pay-per-view for Chicago.
You're welcome.
I just got my ticket, and I'm so excited.
Well,
I just wanted to say, J.D. Vance the other day was saying, my meemaw never backed down, and neither will I. Well, he doesn't say that in the movie Hillbilly Elegy, his beloved meemaw set his grandfather on fire.
Yes, there's that.
There's also that, yes.
That could be considered not backing down. I know.
Well, that is not backing down. I mean, I will give her that.
Yeah, they're just hypocrites. So we were saying about this thing about, oh, Kamala likes to swear sometimes. Like, he bragged about his grandmother being a potty mouth. But it's just they have two sets of standards, depending right on your politics. Adrian in Virginia Beach. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that this young man that did this, maybe his goal was to start civil unrest in our country.
The potential
shooter.
Shooter,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, or he's just mentally disturbed.
Right.
I don't know. I
don't think he left enough of a trail to determine why.
Yeah,
he
didn't. And really, as John Siegelsang said, we're the only ones that, you know, have been trying to prevent this. The first thing Trump did in office was make it easier for mentally disturbed people to get guns and to get weapons of war, like what this guy used. So anyway, all right, we have Dana Goldberg. I know it's cattywampus. People don't know what day of the week it is because everything is better. It doesn't matter what day she's here. But Frangela, they're already on a plane. Chris and I are on a plane to Chicago. So Dana Goldberg joins us next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.